Hello, and welcome to the Washington County Coalition for Children's website. My name is Susan Orban, and I'm the Coalition Coordinator. In a recent survey conducted with local doctors and service providers for children by the South County Physicians Initiative, anxiety was identified as a major mental health concern for children in Washington County. In an effort to address concerns and support parents and their children, we created a series of podcasts to provide information to parents about childhood anxiety. The topics covered in the series include: what is childhood anxiety? What are the different anxiety disorders? What can I do to reduce my child's anxiety? And what can I do if I suspect my child has an anxiety disorder? A more detailed description about the creation of these podcasts is presented in the What is Childhood Anxiety podcast. The current podcast contains definitions of childhood anxiety disorders. To introduce the different disorders, Dr. Ellen Flannery Schroeder and Rachel Baldwin join me. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Susan. I'd like to begin with a word or two on diagnoses. Diagnoses are assigned based on collecting information about the symptoms a child is experiencing. There are many ways in which people experience anxiety, as well as differences in the things that make them anxious and how their lives are impacted by their anxiety. Anxiety disorders have been broken down into categories based on particular groups of symptoms. An important thing to remember is that in order for a child's anxiety to be considered disordered, it has to be getting in the way of their ability to function normally. Anxiety disorders have high rates of comorbidity, which means people are often diagnosed with more than one anxiety disorder. That is, they're experiencing all the anxiety symptoms of two different disorders. For example, a child could be diagnosed with both social anxiety disorder and a specific phobia of dogs. Also, sometimes a child's particular group of symptoms doesn't fit into one of the diagnostic categories, even though it's clear that anxiety is causing problems in their day-to-day life. In those situations, a diagnosis of anxiety disorder not otherwise specified, also referred to as anxiety NOS, may be given.
Ellen and Rachel are now going to provide brief descriptions of each of the anxiety disorders that can be diagnosed in childhood. These disorders include specific phobias, social phobia, separation anxiety disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and obsessive compulsive disorder. Rachel, can you start off by telling us what a specific phobia is?
A specific phobia is an intense fear of a certain object, situation, or event that is not really a threat or danger. For example, a child can have a specific phobia of dogs. When that child sees a dog, they experience extreme anxiety and fear, and will often begin to try and avoid situations where they might encounter a dog. While many people may be wary of dogs or not like dogs, a phobia differs in that the response is extreme and efforts to avoid dogs interferes with day-to-day life. The child with a dog phobia may not want to go and play with friends who have dogs or avoid walking by neighbors' houses where there are dogs. There are many different types of specific phobias, and people can have more than one. Specific phobias fall under five general categories: animal type, natural environment type, blood injection injury type, situational type, and other type. Common animal type phobias include dogs, spiders, bees, or snakes. Common blood injection injury type phobias include fear of needles, getting shots, or seeing blood. Common situational type phobias include planes and elevators. Under the other types of phobia, throwing up, contracting an illness, costumed characters, and doctors or dentists are common phobias. It is important to remember that some fear of many of these items is considered normal. The anxiety needs to be interfering with the child's ability to do things that they need to do.
Ellen, what is a social phobia?
Social phobia is a fear of public and social situations. Children with social phobia experience intense anxiety and self-consciousness based on a fear of appearing foolish or stupid in front of other people. Often, children with social phobia will try to avoid social situations in an attempt to avoid feeling embarrassed. A child can experience the social phobia in particular social situations like public speaking, answering questions in class, or ordering food in a restaurant. Or the social phobia can be experienced across multiple situations.
Separation anxiety disorder is an experience of extreme distress when being temporarily separated from central people in the child's life, such as parents, siblings, or grandparents. While a certain degree of difficulty from separating from parents is common, especially during the toddler years, separation anxiety disorder is characterized by great distress at the separation. The child may become distressed even before the parent leaves. They may tantrum and cry when the parent leaves, and they may have difficulty recovering after the parent has left. The child may be concerned that something bad will happen to their parent or to themselves while they're separated from each other, but the main concern is typically that they will not be reunited. Separation anxiety may be demonstrated through difficulty leaving parents to go to school, saying goodbye when parents go out for the evening, frequent check-ins with parents when they are separated, or difficulty sleeping alone.
Ellen, tell us about generalized anxiety disorder.
Generalized anxiety disorder, often referred to as GAD, is a pattern of constant worry and fear about the worst-case scenarios across many situations. These kids are often described by their parents as worry warts. They tend to have numerous worries across a range of issues, often including family, finances, performance, their health, their family's health, their safety. Children with GAD spend more days worrying than not and show a pattern of worrying for at least 6 months. Worries also often accompanied by physical symptoms, such as difficulty sleeping, difficulty relaxing, muscle aches, or headaches.
What is OCD?
Obsessive compulsive disorder, also referred to as OCD, is made up of two major components, obsessions and compulsions. An obsession is an intrusive thought, image, or idea that keeps coming back over and over and causes anxiety. A compulsion is a repeated behavior that is acted out in order to reduce distress or worry caused by the obsession. For example, a child's obsession could be a repeated thought that they were going to die, and their compulsion, which helps reduce the anxiety, could be to wash their hands. In most cases, the child feels as if he or she has to perform the compulsion in order to reduce the feelings of anxiety and to keep the event from happening. Repetitive behaviors alone don't necessarily warrant concern, especially in younger children. They'll often pick up a behavior and start counting things or organizing things for brief periods. In these cases, the behavior isn't being used to reduce anxiety and often passes within a few months and would not indicate an obsessive-compulsive disorder.
What does panic disorder look like?
Panic disorder is characterized by sudden and severe panic attacks that appear to come out of the blue and reach an intense level of anxiety very quickly. These attacks may consist of shortness of breath, an upset stomach, dizziness, sweating, heart palpitations, and fear of dying or losing control. To be diagnosed as panic disorder, there can't be anything that appears to be triggering the anxiety. It really must come out of the blue. Some children do experience panic symptoms when they're faced by challenges related to their anxiety, but that's not considered a panic disorder. For example, a child who has a dog phobia might experience shortness of breath, rapid heart rate, and feel like she was going to lose control when she sees a dog running toward her, but that would be an aspect of her specific phobia and not a separate panic disorder. Since the child doesn't know what caused the panicky feeling, children with panic disorder often begin to worry about when the next panic attack will come. They may begin to avoid situations where they had previous attacks or where they think they might have another one. In some cases, children can also develop agoraphobia with panic disorder. Agoraphobia is a fear of being somewhere where they might not be able to get help if help was needed. It often involves fear of crowds, bridges, or of being outside alone. Not all children with panic disorder develop agoraphobic symptoms, though.
Rachel, can you describe PTSD for us?
Post-traumatic stress disorder, also referred to as PTSD, is often associated with individuals who serve in the military. It's a disorder that can occur when a child is exposed to an event where they feared for their own life or were in the presence of someone who did or could have died. While all individuals experience distress after such a major event, some individuals develop persistent symptoms after the trauma. Because distress at experiencing trauma is expected for a period of time, symptoms are not typically assessed until at least a month after the trauma has occurred. Symptoms include a persistent re-experiencing of a traumatic event, avoidance of things associated with the trauma, and heightened arousal after a traumatic event. For children, the experiencing of the event may include frightening dreams or engagement in repetitive play with themes or aspects of the trauma. Children may be unable to recall important aspects of the trauma or may avoid thoughts, feelings, or conversations associated with it. They may seem detached or estranged from others.
Thank you, Ellen and Rachel, for that great introduction to anxiety disorders in childhood. Listeners can find more information related to steps parents can take, treatment, and a general explanation of anxiety disorders by listening to the other podcasts available on this site. We have also included a list of recommended readings for people who may want to explore specific topics in greater depth.